Bonus Chapter 1, The Power of Celebrity. Highly successful people are usually somebody, I put somebody in quotes, they have a persona and a reputation for being the best at what they do. One of the most important lessons of building your dream business and earning a high income is this. You will earn significantly more money for who you are than what you do. You will earn significantly more money for who you are. It's not what you do. It is not the deliverable. Simply delivering the product or service that you offer better than your competition is not what is going to make you a lot of money. Being the best does not matter if you don't have the right brand and the right positioning. People buy from people that they know, like, and trust. And we live in a culture that is attracted to and admires celebrity, even in the business world. Of course, when you create celebrity for yourself, if done correctly, you'll draw more attention to you and your business. If you don't like having attention drawn to you, this strategy is probably not going to be something that appeals to you. But I'm telling you, the more celebrity you can create for yourself, and the more effectively you market it, using what I refer to as my million-dollar platform, the more successful you will be and the more money you will earn. As you build your celebrity and take steps to earn a higher income, there's one strategy that I suggest every entrepreneur implement immediately. If you want better positioning and you want more celebrity credibility, almost instantly, stop answering your phones. Stop answering your phones. What you need to do is get a Wendy. Let me tell you about what and who a Wendy is. You know, a while back, I was reading one of Dan Kennedy's books, No BS Wealth Attraction, and one of the things that Dan suggested is to stop answering your phone. Now, if you're supposed to be an in-demand person, you don't want to be sitting there on the phone ready to pick it up every time someone calls. Hey, it's Jim. How can I help you? I mean, the person waiting on the phone to basically ring and see if you're there, what message does it say if you always pick up your phone? It says, well, you must not be real busy. Therefore, you must not be in demand. You need to put up barriers, even in sales. You need to put up barriers before people can reach you. Here's how I learned this. In about 2008, maybe 2009, I hired a virtual assistant, and guess what? Her name was Wendy. Now, Wendy was with me for about 3 or 4 months, screening my calls, scheduling appointments for prospects, etc., answering some emails. And then Wendy became ill, and I know she was going to come back, so I thought, well, I'll just keep going, even though she was away for a while. And I started answering emails, and I started scheduling calls with prospects with me using Wendy's persona. Now, during that time, again, I kept the whole thing going. And so when somebody would call me or email my company, leave a voicemail, Wendy would write them back. Says, hey, I want to talk to Jim about, you know, blah, 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 or I'm interested in this or interested in that, interested in an interview, whatever. And she would write back, it's Wendy. I'm Jim's assistant. He has back-to-back calls the next couple days, but I could fit you in on Thursday. Here are 3 times that would work for Jim. Are any of these times good for you? Of course, in reality, I was wide open, and this is the key, folks. When you're in cash flow mode and you're thinking every phone that rings is going to be your next sale, it's really hard to do this. But this is a strategy that you can start right now. It doesn't cost you anything. Again, even if you're in tight cash flow mode, I want you to stop answering your phone. What I'm telling you is, if you stop answering your phone, even if you think it could be a paying client who, believe it or not, is also a busy entrepreneur with a certain level of credibility, and they're going to be attracted to you. You know, Wendy's message, okay, great, we're all set. By the way, here's Jim's direct phone number. He's expecting your call at, you know, whatever, and she would name the time. Now, for example, to add more celebrity value, if the call is scheduled at 2, just to let you know, this is Wendy again, back in the email, kind of prepping the call, just to let you know, he does have another call at 2:20, so please be prompt when you call him. It's all positioning, folks, and to be honest, when I started doing that, it was a little nerve-wracking at first, but all of a sudden, prospects would get on the phone with me and say, Jim, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm finally talking to you. And so then there's this phone conversation with your prospects who, you know, they have a preconceived notion about your celebrity, your expertise, and at the very limit, at the very, very least, I should say, is that you are in demand and you're highly busy. Now, here are some additional ways to build credibility and your celebrity persona. 1, write a book. 2, become a speaker. 3, get testimonials. You want to get a lot of testimonials. This should become second nature to you. In fact, I'm still asking for testimonials all over the place, and I'm still doing it even for my latest book, Decide, of which these are the 2 bonus chapters for. Start doing videos, podcasts, newsletters. Become a celebrity interviewer. In other words, you want to be a guest celebrity expert on a number of podcasts. This is all part of the amazing soup recipe that I talk about at my event Dream Business Academy. You want to be building your funnel and you want to get them in. You need a killer opt-in. And guess what, folks? Join our mailing list. Get on our newsletter. That's a recipe for disaster. Nobody's going to opt into that. Opt-ins, like, they're just like polar opposites. The comments, those comments are actually going to repel people, to be honest with you, because really think about it. Does anybody need to get on a list to receive another newsletter or to receive updates? I think not. Everybody always has far too much email. So you want to have a killer opt-in and we'll do something what I call kind of a potpourri of great stuff. Make it like, wow, I got to get all that stuff just for opting in. One item is simply not going to do it. You have to get them into your funnel in order to continue to market to them with drip marketing. Drip marketing occurs when prospects join your list and you have an automated sequence that continues to nurture them. When I first did those 25 or so speaking engagements, back when I launched my very first book, I learned a very important lesson. First of all, I wrote my own introduction, and I then created a video to use in conjunction with the introduction. Now, here's the thing. Most of the people that are hosting you or bringing you in, they stink at introducing you. You could even give them a phenomenal introduction already prepared. All they got to do is read it, and they're going to screw it up. They're either not going to read it, they're going to read it cold, and it's just going to come off horribly. So you've got to take the lead and handle your own introduction. And I have found a video, sometimes people call it a sizzle reel. A video is perfect for that. Regarding speaking at seminars, I'm going to give you a high-end bonus. And I'm going to call it my 6 or 7 figure bonus strategy as far as positioning goes. Now, folks, this is something that actually costs you, again, no money. Remember, I'm all about building a big, huge business on a shoestring budget. So here's a strategy that actually costs you no money. You know, there's something called your deliverable. The deliverable is it's your product, it's your service, but I'm talking about the way you speak. The way you think about your business, your product, the product offering is critical. And by the way, when you speak, it's most important of all. But whether you speak about it, whether you write about it in your blogs and or whether you're talking videos, how you speak about what you do means everything as far as what you're going to be able to charge. So here's the thing, folks. If you believe in your heart and in your gut and with every fiber of your being that what you offer is amazing and will produce a huge difference in the lives of your customers and your clients and patients, then you need to step up. You need to look people in the eye, a steel rod in your spine, and with the full force of your conviction, you need to tell them why what you offer is so important. Let me give you a couple of examples. So, you know, one of my core businesses is called No Hassle Newsletters, and this is how I would introduce it the wrong way. So what about No Hassle Newsletters? It's a done-for-you program. Newsletters are a smart way to build some repeat business. And, you know, these are basically things you should be doing anyway. And with our program, we provide good content. We've got 3 different programs. So check it out and let me know if you have any questions. What a horrible sales presentation that is. Instead, here is if somebody said, what about No Hassle Newsletters? I would say this. You know, here's the thing. Can newsletters really work for you? Absolutely. I tell you, there's nothing stronger for building more powerful client relationships, customer relationships, relationships with your prospects. There's nothing stronger than a monthly newsletter. And by the way, I'm talking about a print and mail in the mailbox type of newsletter, not an e-zine. Because listen, here's the deal. People buy from people they know, like, and trust, and your job as a marketer is to stay top of mind with all of your customers, because the most important thing you have, the biggest asset that you have in your business, it is the relationships that you have. Now, once they buy and become a customer, it's your job as an entrepreneur to nurture and develop those relationships, and a monthly newsletter will absolutely do that. And by the way, at No Hassle Newsletters, we've completely taken all the guesswork out of it. We've eliminated 90% of the work. So yes, do I think it could work for you? Absolutely. It works for hundreds of clients we have in 9 different countries in just about every industry you could imagine. Now, there's the right way to do it. Maybe one was a little longer than the other, but that is talking with the full force of your conviction. That introduction underscores and communicates conviction. It underscores and communicates passion. Here's another example I'll give you. One more, so you can kind of make this and make it fit what you're doing. Let me talk about my Dream Business Coaching Program. So what about your coaching program, Jim? Well, here's a horrible response. Well, let's face it, everybody needs help. Everybody needs pushing. Everybody can benefit from some new ideas. And there are people in my group who are smart, and it's really the whole community of smart business action-oriented people. And I really think you ought to consider joining it. Being in a mastermind certainly helped me. I'm sure it will help you too. That's a crappy one. It's weak. It's horrible, right? Conviction. Conviction, folks. If you believe in your heart and your mind and every fiber of your being and your soul that what you do is good, then you need to stand up. So here's a different way. Here's kind of the right way I would say it. If someone asked me about my Dream Business Coaching Program, absolutely, this is a complete no-brainer. And it reminds me, when I joined my first mastermind program, it was $400 a month, and that was $400 a month that I didn't have. But I knew how beneficial masterminds were and how beneficial it is working with a good business coach. I knew that I had the drive, the work ethic, and the desire to be successful, but I also knew that I needed help. So I invested in myself. Now, my program has people who stay for multiple consecutive years. We've produced amazing results for a lot of different people. So the decision's yours, but can I help you? Absolutely. I can help anybody in any industry, any entrepreneur, small business owner. Whether you're a beginner or whether you're doing 6 figures or multiple 6 figures, I have multimillionaires in my program. Yes, I can help you create your dream business too. And that's the other side of weak kneed Willie. That is a very strong, again, steel in the spine response. Now, those are 2 examples, and I want you to kind of, maybe you should even listen to those again. Think about the last time somebody asked you about your program or your service and see which way you answered. You know, by the way, I truly believe everything I said. This is not a sales or marketing spin. You know I can help anybody. That's my gift. That's my passion. Everybody has a gift. Everybody, I believe, has been blessed with a certain skill and passion. So you figure out what is yours. And that's the mindset you need to have about what it is that you do. So you need to feel the conviction and passion for what it is you do, and then decide to create celebrity expertise and go out there and make it happen.